Hello, friends, and welcome. Living a successful life as a follower of Jesus doesn't mean life will always be easy, but it does mean living a life full of purpose, of joy, and of peace. Today, I'm going to share with you 5 simple steps you can follow every day to stay on track with Jesus and live the life He's called you to. Are you interested? Let's go ahead and dive in. Step number 1, you must have a prayer life. So the first step is having a prayer life. In Luke chapter 11, verse number 1, Jesus' disciples asked him, "Lord, teach us to pray." Even his disciples recognized the importance of prayer. Prayer is how you connect with God. It's your direct line to your heavenly Father. It's not just about asking for things, or it's about sharing your heart, listening to His guidings, and building a relationship with Him. One of the practical tips with prayer would be is start and end your day with prayer. It can be as simple as thanking the Lord, thanking Him, Father, I want to thank you for guiding me and for honoring me. He loves to have His children communicate with Him. Step number 2 on how to live a life, a successful life as a follower of Jesus, is you must study the Word of God. Now, this is the part that I would say most followers of Jesus don't end up doing. They don't study the Word of God, and as a result, they end up with some of the same results people who aren't followers of Jesus end up with. And that's defeat, that's anguish, and that's frustration. Now, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15 says it this way. It says, "Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, who is correctly handling the word of truth." Now, if it says correctly handling the word of truth, it means you could incorrectly handle the word of truth. That's why it's so important to get involved with your local church, with small groups, and get involved with, you know, study groups on how to study your Bible. This is critical. The Bible itself is the roadmap for life. It's full of wisdom, it's full of encouragement and truth that will guide you in every situation. So what would I say as a practical tip? Set aside 10 to 15 minutes a day to read your Bible. You know, I also give people this tip that, hey, you know what, if you want to start a good place, start in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs has 31 days, and every month has either 28, 30, or 31 days. So what I did when I first got started, I would take a chapter of Proverbs, and if it's it's June the 1st, on June the 1st, I would read Proverbs chapter 1, the entire chapter. Or I would, you know, if it's June the 15th, I would read Proverbs chapter 15. You get the point. Whatever day of the month it is, that's the verse of Proverbs, or the chapter of Proverbs I would read. And I would read that chapter and just think on or meditate on what it is I read for that day. You could also start with the Gospels. The Gospel is talking about the ministry of Jesus Christ when He was on the earth. So when you start with the Gospels, you will learn more about Jesus' teachings, and you want to keep a notebook and jot down what stands out to you in each one of those chapters or verses that you read. It will help you to become more familiar with God's way of doing things, or begin to have the mind of Christ thinking like He does. Step number 3 in how to live a successful life as a follower of Jesus is this. You must apply what you're reading to your life. Now, this point right here is key. So many times I hear people say they've read the Bible, but then I ask them, but are you doing what it is that you read? And most of them kind of have a puzzled look on their face, and they're like, "You're supposed to do it?" I'll tell them myself. I grew up in church. My father was a Baptist pastor, and I used to think, man, those are some really good stories they were coming up with. I didn't even realize they was coming up with it from the Bible. And even more importantly, I did not realize you're supposed to put those things into action. I thought they was just some good talks, like some good motivational talk. But when you hear the word of God, God actually expects you to do what the word says. So step number three would be, you must apply what you're reading to your life. It says this in James chapter 1, verse 22. It says, do not merely listen to the word and deceive yourself by not doing the word. See, you must do what it says. It's not enough just to read it. I mean, reading is a good starting point, but God expects you to be able to do it. It's so simple that a child can do. We need to live out what it is we read from God's word. If God's word says to forgive, guess what we do? We forgive. It's not based off of whether you feel like it. It's not based off of situations or circumstances. If the Bible says to forgive, guess what we are to do? Forgive. If it says to love your neighbor, then show love in practical ways to your neighbor. So what is a practical tip here? At the end of each Bible reading, ask yourself this question. How can I live this out today? Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait till next week. Find out how could I live out what I just read and then take action. Step number four on how to live a successful life as a follower of Jesus, you must allow the Holy Spirit to lead you in your everyday life. I like to call the Holy Spirit the CIA or the GPS. He's better than Siri. He's better than any navigational system because he knows the ins, the outs, the ups, the downs. He knows the traps. He knows what's ahead. He knows what's behind you. He knows all the things. But guess what? In order for you to live a successful life, you have to allow him to lead you in your everyday life. Now, the Holy Spirit leading you, Jesus promised this in John chapter 14, verse 26, says this. It says, the Holy Spirit will teach you in all things, and he will remind you of everything Jesus has said to you. The Holy Spirit is your guide. He's your comforter. He's your teacher. He helps you make decisions. He gives you peace, and he empowers you to live like Jesus. Did you know that when Jesus was on the earth, Jesus was a man who was anointed by God with the Holy Spirit and power that enabled him or empowered him to go out and do good things and also helped him to help people who were oppressed of the devil to get set free? And the same Holy Spirit that Jesus had is the same Holy Spirit that you have access to, who, if you're a follower of Jesus, he lives on the inside of you, and he is there to lead and guide you into all truth, and he is to help you to be successful and to empower you to live just like Jesus. So a practical tip here would be, before making any big or small decision, you don't have to wait till it's a big decision, any small decisions, pause and pray and say, Holy Spirit, lead me, show me what to do, and then listen for that quiet, peaceful guidance from the Holy Spirit, which will always line up with God's word. See, that's why you got to have a study. You got to have a prayer life. You got to have a study life where you're reading the Bible and applying it to your everyday life, so that when you hear the Holy Spirit speak, you already know it's the Holy Spirit speaking in line with God's word. He will never tell you to do anything that's outside of God's word. And step number five, for living a successful life as a follower of Jesus, you must love others just like Jesus loves you. Now that right there, if there's one way that people who aren't followers of Jesus will know for a fact that you are a follower of Jesus, is your love that you have one towards another. Now we find this in John chapter 15, verse number 12. It says this. Jesus says, my command is this: love each other as I have loved you. It didn't even say love others the same way that they love you. It says to love others just like Jesus has loved you and me. What did he do? How did he demonstrate his love towards me and you? He was willing to lay down his life for you and me, even when we was doing things that were unlovely, he still made a decision to love. Now, Jesus' love is unconditional, is patient, and is sacrificial. When we love others this way, you're reflecting Jesus' character and making an impact for his kingdom. Now, the practical tip here, what's your practical tip on how to love others just like Jesus loves you? Each day, as yourself, how can I show love to someone today? It could be through a kind word, it could be help through a helping hand, or simply listening to someone who needs encouragement. At the end of the day, you want to love them the same way that Jesus loves you. So, here's a quick recap of the 5 steps to living a successful life as a follower of Jesus. Step number 1, building a prayer life. Step number 2, you want to study God's word daily. Step number 3, apply what you have learned to your life. Step number 4, let the Holy Spirit lead you every day. And step number 5, love others the same way that Jesus loves you. Following Jesus is a journey, and these steps will help you to grow. And so take it one day at a time. Don't put pressure on yourself, feeling like you got to have it all right by next week. And if you don't, just cave in and give up. No, take it one day at a time and trust that God is with you every step of the way. If this encourages you, I'm going to ask you to share it with a friend who's also starting their walk with Jesus. Let's grow together in faith. Man, on behalf of Pastor Juwin and the entire family, I want to thank you for joining us today. You have a great day. God bless you. Bye-bye.